This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is where contributors and editors of Audiophile come and let you know what they've been listening to these days. With me this week is Michelle Cobb. She's publisher at Audiophile. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well, Joe. Thanks.
And what are we doing? Is this a themed week or is it more of a catch-as-catch-can week?
This is a themed week, and I think it's a fun theme. These are listens for those missing television season premieres, which would normally happen around this time of year.
Yes, indeed they would. And are they reminiscent of these or based on these or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay, so what do we have for today?
Today we have Leave the World Behind, a novel by Rahman Alam, read by Marin Ireland.
Ah, well, you and I are both very big fans of Marin Ireland, so that's a big plus.
Absolutely. And this is for anyone mourning the end of TV shows like The Leftovers, where you don't really know what's happening at each step.
Okay.
But that mystery is kind of fun, right? And the book itself was recommended by Vogue, by Vulture, by Newsweek, and it really is an excellent ride, an excellent listen all around. I can't say enough good stuff about this one.
Okay, what's the story about?
Okay, well, I don't want to reveal too much because you don't want to know what's happening from one second to the next. But the basis of it is that our main characters, Amanda and Clay, they head out of New York City to a quiet area of Long Island on their family vacation. They've got their two teens with them. And they're startled late at night by a knock on the door.
Uh-huh. And they answer the door.
They do. And it's an older couple, George and Ruth. And they claim to own the house. And they're asking to be let in.
For any particular reason?
Well, they have just fled New York City themselves. Because there has been a loss of electricity in the city. And a loss of electricity means that no phones are working, no television, no internet. And so the book is really asking, well, what obligation do you have to these strangers when you've rented the house?
Is that what the tension is about?
There's tension about the fact that, you know, the couple that's rented the house, they're white, they're middle class. The couple that owns the house, they're black, they're wealthy. You know, what kind of circumstances are you in when suddenly there is no power and all the technology have failed? And, you know, what's right? What do you have to do, you know, morally in this situation?
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit of this book? Because I always love to hear Marin Ireland.
Yeah, she does a great job. She really helped me get lost in the performance of it, and she was always very supportive of the text. So here's a little piece where our main couple is taking a journey to their rental home, and it's definitely off the beaten path. But no axe murderers, don't worry.
Okay. Leave the World Behind by Rahman Alam, read by Marin Ireland.
You couldn't see anything. The trees were that full. Signs warned of deer, idiotic and inured to the presence of humans. They strutted into the streets confidently, wall-eyed and therefore blind. You saw their corpses everywhere, nut brown and pneumatic with death. They rounded a bend and confronted a vehicle. Archie, at age 4, would have known the word for it, gooseneck trailer, a huge empty conveyance being towed by a determined tractor. The driver ignored the car at his back, the local's nonchalance for a familiar invasive species, as the trailer huffed over the road's swells. It was more than a mile before it turned off toward its home homestead, and by that point, Ariadne's thread, or whatever bound them to the satellites overhead, had snapped. The GPS had no idea where they were, and they had to follow the directions that Amanda, adept planner, had thought to copy into her notebook.
There might not be axe murderers, Michelle, but there's no GPS either.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, that's always a sign. I'm just saying.
You live through the time where we did not have that. It will all be okay.
And Marin Ireland is money in the bank. She's just really good.
Absolutely. She did not win the Best Female Narrator Audi for nothing.
Exactly. That is Leave the World Behind by Rahman Alam, read by Marin Ireland. Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to that.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing, a 30-years-plus independent audiobook publisher that's now also publishing print books and ebooks. This fall, look for the historical fiction novel Escaping Dreamland by New York Times bestselling author Charlie Lovett. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Audiophile Mag. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.